Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Symbotic, also known by its ticker, SIM. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Symbotic operates in the industrial automation space, focusing on cutting-edge warehouse and supply chain solutions. Think robotics and AI-driven systems that help companies streamline their operations. They're part of the broader technology and industrial sector, carving out a niche in logistics innovation. For long-term investors like us, this is a company worth keeping an eye on, especially as e-commerce and efficiency demands keep growing. So let's dive into what's been happening with Symbotic lately and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape its future. First, let's touch on some recent developments. Based on the latest updates, Symbotic has been making waves with a strong performance in their first quarter of 2025. Their earnings call summary revealed a whopping 35% year-over-year revenue increase, which is a clear signal they're gaining traction. They've been focusing on scaling operations and integrating acquisitions, which could be a game changer for their market reach. On the performance front, the stock has shown solid gains over various timeframes, particularly in the last year, outpacing many peers in their industry. But, as we'll see, not everything is smooth sailing, and there are challenges to watch. So let's get into the meat of this analysis and unpack what makes Symbotic tick and what might trip it up. Strengths. Impressive revenue growth. That 35% year-over-year revenue jump from the latest earnings call is no small feat. It shows Symbotic is not just holding its own, but actively expanding its footprint in a competitive space. For us long-term investors, consistent top-line growth like this is a green flag for scalability. Innovative edge in automation. Symbotic's focus on robotics and AI for warehouse solutions positions them as a leader in a niche but critical area. Their tech is helping companies cut costs and boost efficiency, something that's only going to get more important as supply chains become more complex. Strong operating metrics. Looking at their financials, the gross profit margin and return on invested capital are trending positively. This tells me they're not just growing revenue, but doing so in a way that's profitable and efficient with their capital, key for sustainable growth over the long haul. Solid cash flow generation. Their free cash flow yield looks healthy, which means they've got the cash to reinvest in innovation or weather any short-term storms. For investors like us, this is a buffer against volatility. Weaknesses. Operational scaling challenges. While the earnings call highlighted growth, it also flagged some operational hurdles. Scaling up fast isn't easy, and they've admitted to facing cost pressures. If they can't manage this effectively, it could eat into margins down the line. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming yet, but it's something to monitor. Taking on debt to fuel growth is fine, but if interest rates stay high or cash flow dips, this could become a drag on their balance sheet. Reliance on key clients. While not explicitly stated, their focus on specific acquisitions and customer base expansion suggests they might be heavily tied to a few big contracts. If one of those falls through, it could hit revenue hard. Diversification will be critical here. Short-term cost pressures. The earnings summary mentioned rising costs as they scale. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal breaker, but it's a reminder that the next few quarters might not be as rosy as the last one if they don't get a handle on expenses. Opportunities. Expanding customer base. Symbotic is actively working on broadening their reach, as mentioned in their earnings call. If they can lock in more clients, especially in the booming e-commerce sector, their growth trajectory could steepen even further. Acquisition integration. They've got recent acquisitions in the pipeline, and if they pull off the integration smoothly, it could open up new markets or enhance their tech offerings. This is a big if, but the potential upside is massive for long-term value creation. Industry tailwinds. The industrial automation space is hot right now. With more companies looking to automate to save on labor costs and improve efficiency, Symbotic is sitting in a sweet spot. Their sector performance metrics show consistent growth, and Symbotic could ride this wave for years if they play their cards right. Innovation pipeline. Their focus on scaling operations suggests they're investing in R&D. If they can roll out new solutions or improve existing ones, they could widen their moat against competitors. Keep an eye on any product announcements in the coming quarters. Threats, competitive pressure. The automation and logistics tech space isn't a solo game. Bigger players or nimble startups could challenge Symbotic's market share, especially if they're slower to innovate or if pricing wars kick off. This is a real risk in a fast-moving industry. Economic sensitivity. While their sector is growing, any broader economic slowdown could hit their clients' budgets for automation upgrades. If companies pull back on CapEx, Symbotic's growth could stall, even if it's not their fault. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates, the stock isn't exactly cheap. If growth slows or they miss earnings expectations, the market might not be as forgiving, leading to short-term pullbacks. For us long-term investors, this means timing entry points carefully. Operational risks, scaling issues and cost pressures, as flagged in their earnings call, could spiral if not managed. Any hiccups in execution, whether it's integration of acquisitions or supply chain disruptions, could dent investor confidence in the near term. Now, let's zoom out a bit and talk valuation. Symbotic's forward PE ratio suggests the market is pricing in a lot of future growth, which aligns with their recent revenue surge. But here's the catch. It also means there's little room for error. If they stumble on execution, we could see some volatility. On the flip side, their price-to-sales ratio still looks reasonable compared to some overvalued tech peers, so there's a case to be made for long-term upside if they keep delivering. And speaking of delivery, their latest earnings call really emphasized their focus on operational efficiency and customer expansion, which could be the fuel they need to justify this valuation over time. Another angle I want to highlight is their cash position and investment strategy. Their balance sheet shows a decent cash reserve, and their cash flow statements indicate they're generating enough from operations to fund growth initiatives without over-relying on debt. That said, their capital expenditures are notable, likely tied to R&D and scaling. For us long-term investors, this is a double-edged sword. CapEx can drive future growth, but it also means near-term profits might take a hit. It's all about whether those investments pay off in the next few years. So wrapping this up, what's the outlook for Symbotic from a long-term investment perspective? Honestly, I'm cautiously optimistic. Their strengths lie in their innovation and revenue growth, which are exactly what we look for in a growth stock. The industry tailwinds are in their favor, and if they can capitalize on expanding their customer base and integrating acquisitions, the sky's the limit. However, the operational challenges and valuation risks can't be ignored. For those of you already holding, I'd say keep a close watch on their next few earnings reports for signs of margin improvement. If you're looking to jump in, maybe wait for a dip given the current forward PE. Either way, Symbotic is a name with potential, but it's not without its hurdles. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Symbotic in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.